This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Gee, what's that sound?
Dr. Follett's segment tonight, as mentioned in the Talking Points memo, some of Hillary Clinton's top aides have been interviewed by the FBI about the email case. We don't know if Mrs. Clinton herself will be called. What we do know is that some employees at the Justice Department, which runs the FBI, have helped Hillary Clinton out, at least in campaign donations. Data compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics says $75,000 has been donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign. So David Bossie, chairman of the Board of Citizens United, a watchdog group. Is this a big deal?
It is a big deal. I mean, look, this is just another piece of evidence. Look, Loretta Lynch, the attorney general herself, is a Clinton appointee by Bill Clinton. She owes her career to Bill Clinton. $75,000. It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but it's by key people in decision
making. Yeah, Miriam Vogel, associate deputy attorney general. Renata Hess, Principal Deputy Assistant General for Criminal and Civil Operations, Brian Boynton. These are big names. These are big guys and gals, and they're given thousands of dollars. But
they're decision makers. That's the most important thing. How can the American people have confidence in an impartial investigation?
Let me challenge that. It's the FBI that has to make the recommendation whether to prosecute or not. Okay?
Yes, sir.
It's the FBI.
Okay.
And they're not tainted any way that we know of. And Comey, the director, came out today and said he feels pressure to wrap up the investigation. Good.
Right.
Good. Because we need to know before we go to the polls what happened. But when you get into the Justice Department, that's a huge apparatus. And they're American citizens. They have a right to donate to anybody they want. In fact, a couple voted, and I mean a couple, voted donated to Donald Trump like $500.
Sure.
So you're saying they shouldn't have anybody any political donations?
Look, I think that it tinges the investigation. The American people are going to look at this and say, was this an impartial investigation? Was it a thorough investigation? Was it fair? Hillary Clinton has to be called by the FBI for an investigation.
Well, you know, what do you think about that, Scott? I mean, the department, I mean, first of all, it's one thing employees, but I mean, if you've got key people within the DOJ, $75,000 is still a lot of money. And, you know, what is going on here?
Well, I kind of look at this two ways. One, obviously they should be able to support any politician that they want, but the problem is that they're supporting somebody that they're supposed to be investigating.
Yeah. I mean, is it a timing issue? I mean, like, they couldn't have done it some other way or say, hey, look, we're going to just put it all, you know, what? I don't know. And maybe they did that in terms of some massive slush fund or have some sort of parity here. But, you know, talk about $500, you know, for Donald Trump, $75,000 for Hillary. You know, the perception and what people don't realize, it's kind of like the same thing with Facebook. What the leadership says, you follow the leader. And if the conversation is being led by your boss and he says, hey, look, at I don't like pink, all of a sudden everybody becomes anti-pink because you want to do what the boss says, right?
Definitely. And you and Herb, Dr. London, talked about earlier to where, you know, we have this tendency to where if you say something enough, people start to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been saying, well, I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything for so long that now people are starting to believe it. And so when you hear a story like this, well, she says she didn't do anything, so why can't they support who they want?
Right.
Well, the problem is that she's still under investigation. No matter
what. Well, of course, and she's mischaracterizing the investigation. She says it's a review still. Of course, James Comey and the FBI says that we don't do reviews. It's an investigation. I mean, you got Cheryl Mills walking out because evidently the FBI crossed the line and asking a question that they already agreed up front they weren't going to ask. You know, all this stuff, it's in typical form and fashion with the Clintons. And, of course, by the way, Peter Schweitzer, who we've had on the show many times, has a movie going to be released, more of a documentary, I guess, in July on Clinton Cash. Wow, you know, you think about Benghazi movie, Clinton Cash, how much sway this will have on the upcoming election and what it will do in terms of, you know, demoting the character, or at least exposing the character of one Hillary Clinton. It's all coming to a big screen, let me tell you. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, America, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And as always, it's great to have you along with us. And if you have an inclination, by all means, you can drop me an email. It comes to me direct. NSA approved, I will say. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the Getting Group, in collaboration with the Association of Physician Assistants in Cardiovascular Surgery, is recognizing people who perform endoscopic vessel harvesting. It is a crucial step for patients undergoing heart bypass surgery. Is done by taking a healthy blood vessel from the leg or forearm of a patient and using it to bypass a blockage in the heart. Now, the minimally invasive technique was pioneered 20 years ago. It's hard to imagine it was that long ago, and is performed by a harvester who is typically a physician assistant, a nurse practitioner, or surgical or medical assistant. Now, they have a new campaign being called Harvesting Heroes, and it is underway and just being launched. And here to break it down and explain what is going on with this is Stephen Gottesfield. He's a cardiac surgical physician assistant, and Ed Cueto, a senior cardiac surgical assistant as well. Gentlemen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. We're doing well.
Thanks
for your show.
Okay, great to have you here with us. Stephen, let me ask you first. Tell us about this new campaign, Harvesting Heroes, and how our listeners can be a part of the solution here and help you guys out.
Well, great. Well, as you stated before, it's the 20-year anniversary of the development of a technology that I think has pretty much revolutionized how patients recover from coronary bypass grafting surgery. So to mark the occasion, our two groups have decided to develop a program where we could raise money for the American Heart Association while recognizing all of the professionals who assist the surgeons, those of us on the surgical team, to assist patients as they undergo what is a very traumatic procedure and experience for them.
Well, Ed, the technology, as Steve has explained a bit here, has evolved in this 20 years. And, you know, the thing that never stops to amaze me is the way you guys are able to just, you know, take something that started 20 years ago, and now it just seems so so routine, very serious still, but you've got it down to, you know, quite an art here.
Yes, we have. Going through the years, we've seen different systems come and go, and we've seen what works. This procedure benefits that have come about are less chances for infection. It's less painful to the patient, and it's also lower rates of hospital readmission and outpatient office visits in comparison to when we opened up the leg before.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Steve, explain to the audience, you know, what heart bypass surgery has become.
Well, heart bypass surgery is still one of the most common procedures done in the United States, with over 300,000 procedures per year. I look at it, I explain it to patients as you have an engine that needs fuel. You know, in a car, it's gas. In your heart, it's blood. The heart is a pump. And the fuel lines basically are getting clogged. So coronary bypass surgery basically is we procure a blood vessel from the leg or the arm, and we manufacture a new fuel line so the gasoline gets to the engine to have it working well, to have all six cylinders working.
It's amazing. We have our built-in parts right with us, huh?
Yeah. Your spare's in the trunk.
That's great. Ed, explain to everyone EVH and how the procedure is performed.
EVH, endovascular vessel harvesting, is performed. Basically, we make a small incision, either at medial portion of the knee or below the knee, and with the scope, we take out the vein or artery, if you're using it in the arm, and take it there using a scope.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you take this out, I mean, is this like, I mean, to take the vein, I mean, I'm imagining a long piece of, like, spaghetti here. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, basically, that's it. Basically, when it comes out, it looks like that until mm-hmm. you prepare it. And basically, you still have to tie off the branches so it doesn't leak. And when you inflate it, it becomes from, let's say, al dente to the size of maybe a pencil.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Stephen, as you say, I mean, you're like putting a new pipe in there. It's, you know, something that we can get a flow of blood. And this is incredible, this kind of technology, the way it's come about. And here it is 20 years later, and it just seems so routine now, huh?
Yeah, well, that was the most important thing. I was lucky enough, or I should say old enough, to be with to be part of this from the very beginning. And the key was that this conduit, this vein or this artery, is very, very, very important, because it has to carry blood for the rest of your life, for 10, 20 years.
Yes.
So the wonderful thing is that through the collaboration between the engineers and the practitioners, is we've been able to develop a system where we're able, through small pinhole incisions, we're able to give the surgeons a conduit, a pipe, mm-hmm. that's not damaged.
Yeah, exactly.
As you can imagine, if you put stuff in there with holes in it, it's eventually going to clot off and it's going to die prematurely, and then the patients are back where they started. So what seems routine now is actually, you know, been, you know, 20 years of collaboration.
Yeah, exactly. Ed, for the patients, an incredible amount of benefit, as Stephen was suggesting. This is a minimally invasive procedure, but it comes with a lot of benefits for the patients, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. In comparison to where there was used to be a long incision, now there is a very small incision, sometimes smaller than an inch. And benefits include fewer leg and wound complications, less chances of infection, reduced hospital lengths of stay, and decreased pain postoperatively.
Well, Stephen, Harvesting Heroes, a great campaign to bring some attention and reward and recognition to those like yourself, yours and Ed, that have committed so much to this procedure and have been such a blessing to the patients and the families. So how can the good folks go to nominate a hero, and who can be nominated?
Well, any healthcare provider basically can be nominated. As the name is Harvesting Hero, the preferred candidate would be a practitioner who actually does the vein harvest, but it's open to everybody. Mm-hmm. And you go to EVH at W2Ogroup.com, and the instructions to nominate. And keep in mind that with every nomination, we're going to donate $20 to the American Heart Association.
Well, that's win-win for everybody all the way around. Well, I've got to say, you know, this is outstanding. I'm glad you're bringing this to the front. I'm glad that people are getting recognized for their hard work, because, you know, my father went through a triple bypass, and I can tell you we were eternally grateful for the great work that the assistants did, the doctors did, in, you know, extending the life of my father. It was, you know, and if we'd had an opportunity to go beyond acknowledging them there in the hospital and being able to nominate them. It does add a little special dimension to that. Ed, again, remind everybody where they can go to participate in Harvesting Heroes.
Okay, you can go to EVH at W2Ogroup.com.
Well, there it is. Go ahead.
Go ahead and nominate somebody, and more importantly, $20 will be contributed to the American Heart Association.
Well, it's win-win all the way around. Stephen Gottesfeld, cardiac surgical physician assistant, and Ed Cueto, senior cardiac surgical assistant, have been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Gentlemen, thank you
this
so much.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you can join us on these 275-plus markets across the country or via shortwave, tune-in radio on your smartphone, absolutely brilliant, Blog Talk, all the family of affiliates that are associated with Bill Martinez Live, we thank you for being on the team and getting the good word out there to get this country back on track. It's going to be an us kind of thing, not a Republican or Democratic kind of thing, a grassroots level. All of us outside of ourselves looking for, you know, what's best for our country and our fellow man. Ariel Cohen is with us right now, a campaign reporter at the Washington Examiner, previously covered religion for the Jerusalem Post in Tel Aviv, Israel, written for the Daily Caller, a D.C. native. She graduated from the College of William and Mary. Ariel, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always good to have you here. And, hey, let's talk about the Democratic Party. Don't you find this quite ironic? The Democrats all along and the pundits who, you know, hang with them, which is many, and particularly the media, have been pointing fingers how there was going to be this alleged contested convention on the Republican side. But it almost looks like you got to be careful how many fingers you point out, because look what's coming back at you. And if anybody has a potential of a contested convention, it might be the Democrats.
You know, it's really hilarious to me that for the longest time the Republicans were the crazy sort of side of the race, but now the Democrats are the only one left to the contest. Hillary Clinton, while she is leading Bernie Sanders by hundreds of pledged delegates, there is a chance that the Democrats still could go to a contested convention if she's indicted between now and then. And then we have other prominent Democrats sort of waiting in the wings, positioning themselves. Right now we've seen both Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden sort of jockeying their way in there, saying, hey, I'm still here. I'm very much in the public life, and I'm commenting on the campaign, which is, while it may seem like, oh, that's sort of typical, it's something they haven't done for the past few months. And now that we're nearing the end and the possibility of an indictment is still looming and Clinton hasn't quite secured the nomination, they're making their voices heard.
Well, you talk about murking up the waters here, and then, you know, as you and I were talking about before, Elizabeth Warren is inserting herself. I mean, she's going after, you know, Trump and the little tweet war that they've been engaging in. And as you say, you've got Joe Biden saying, hey, don't forget me. What do they know that we don't know?
You know?
Makes you wonder, huh?
Exactly. We don't know it. But at the end of the day, these are two very prominent Democrats. Joe Biden has said he wished he ran, but he couldn't. He would have made the best president, and he would want Elizabeth Warren on his ticket. These are all things he's revealed in the past few days. That is really direct, in my opinion. So this isn't someone who's, you know, happy to watch the politics go on without him. This is someone who's very hesitant to leave politics and would like to get back in the ring. So if the opportunity arises, I would not be surprised to see Joe Biden just jump right back in there.
Well, and you talk about the disenfranchisement of voters. I mean, it's not like Bernie only has a couple of voters here. I mean, what has he garnered? 35-40% of the Democratic vote? I mean, we're talking millions of voters that all of a sudden are going to be kicked to the curb?
Yes, but the way the Democratic primary works with the superdelegates having so much influence over who gets the nomination. You know, all these superdelegates who are in Clinton's corner, the majority of them will flip to Joe Biden. Should he jump in. And that would honestly be enough to push him over the edge. Now, that's what Sanders has been griping about on the campaign trail for months, this whole idea that the Democratic primary process is not fair, that his voters aren't being treated correctly. If there wasn't this issue of superdelegates, he and Clinton would have been running neck and neck this whole time. He might even be beating her. So many Democratic voters have told me, have said, it's known that they may be supporting Sanders, but they just feel he doesn't have a chance. So Clinton is their realistic vote. And if it wasn't for superdelegates, that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah, and much the same way that Trump cited the unfairness of the process and how everything had been cooked in already. Well, you know, you got to learn the rules and understand what's going on. But here it's rather blatant that the Democrat, the chair and all the power structure of the Democratic Party with the superdelegates had already set it in. I mean, they said Hillary Clinton's our gal. She's the one. And, you know, and it's all about a coronation. And now, you know, Bernie Sanders has been doing everything he can to slow down the process and cause them to take pause. Not to mention the fact that you got Biden obviously concerned that, hey, look at, you know, what happens if the Department of Justice has really no alternative, that Comey and the FBI have so fully investigated this whole situation that she has to be indicted. Because, you know, as long as this is taken, unless Comey can come back with something really clear, you know, to calm, you know, he's not going to calm everybody. Anybody who's anti-Hillary, they're anti-Hillary. They feel this thing's going to be rigged. But he's got to be able to, you know, convince maybe 5% of those fence sitters that it's okay, that she has credibility and that she really does not deserve to be indicted. I think that's a tough sell.
It is going to be a tough sell. You know, they've been spending so long on this investigation. I mean, he's also in a very tough place. I have a friend who works in the FBI office in D.C., and she says on the fourth floor up there, they're just always pouring through papers, and people are in there around the clock just trying to work on this case, going through these emails, because if they falsely indict her, they're essentially handing the election to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And that would really... I mean, they're not supposed to take these sort of things into account, but how could you not? And if
exactly.
And then if they do indict her, and then there is, or if they don't indict her, then they're basically handing the election to her. So they sort of, it's almost like the FBI sort of has an outsized hand in this election right now.
Well, they really do. There's no doubt about it. Plus, as you mentioned, Ariel, and I think this is the thing that people need to get a handle of, and that's the people within the FBI, for them to hold down to any kind of character and integrity. They have to be fully convinced that she's clear not to indict her, not to recommend it. It's not for them to indict, but to recommend an indictment. Otherwise, for all the time that people have been spending, like your friend there on the fourth floor, if they say that this thing's rigged, I mean, what is this going to make them feel about the FBI that they're part of?
I mean, it can be very disheartening to think that, you know, it's supposed to be blind justice, but politics plays so much into it. And I think that over at the Bureau, they're trying to make this as blind as possible. But at the end of the day, there's a lot weighing on their hands.
What do you make of this report that you've got some justice employees, and not just, you know, the normal rank and file. I mean, you've got some leadership within the Justice Department that have contributed something like $75,000 to the Hillary campaign. You know, this is inopportune right now to hear about this.
I mean, that obviously doesn't look good, but can you even be surprised? I mean, Hillary Clinton comes out with so many donations from people she necessarily shouldn't be connected with. This is what Bernie Sanders is always hammering her on about, you know, all her Wall Street donations. How can she say she's against Wall Street? How can she say she has any, you know, there's any justice in this investigation if she's getting all these donations from the Justice Department? I mean, politics is so connected, and there are so many overlaps that you really can't say this is completely fair at this point, especially when it comes to the Clinton campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got about a minute left, and you're there on the campaign trail, Ariel. And what are you seeing, you know, for Sanders? I mean, you know, people go, why is he hanging in there? Because the numbers are so insurmountable. Is it for him to make some impact with the party platform? What keeps him running?
What keeps Sanders running is that he has been and always will be an issue candidate. The fact that he's done so well has surprised everyone, including him. And he's just happy to get his issues out there, I think, and influence the party platform. He has pushed Clinton pretty far to the left, and the longer he stays in, the more likely his supporters will influence her general election platform.
Well, it's still a lot of fun, and we know a bloodbath is just around the corner when it goes head-to-head between Hillary Clinton and one Donald Trump. Put on your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, along with your crash helmets, because, hey, it's only just begun here, just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Ariel Cohen, campaign reporter at the Washington Examiner. Ariel, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new phenop, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new phenop because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new phenop collagen protein shake is part of the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ilikethewayitlook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ilikethewayitlook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ilikethewayitlook.com. ilikethewayitlook.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, so my heart beats down.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you join us, okay? Get involved in the conversation. Let's get involved in the good fight to get this country back on track. Hey, it's Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And if you want a free copy of the DVD Blu-ray of Risen, the movie Risen, which is going to be fully released the end of the month, I think May 24th, you have an opportunity to win it absolutely free. All you got to do is send me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running, okay? We'll get you in the running. And you just send me the email to bill@billmartinezlive.com. And just like that, hey, you can have the movie absolutely free and get it early. Why not? Dr. Kevin Gutzman is with us, a professor and chairman in the Department of History at Western Connecticut State University, a faculty member at libertyclassroom.com, the author of four books, including Who Killed the Constitution, that he co-authored with Thomas Woods. Dr. Gutzman, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, Bill. Glad to be here.
Hey, I like the title of your new article, What Would the Founding Fathers Think About Donald Trump? But we, by extension, we could say, you know, the last three remaining candidates of this 2016 election, you know, what would they be saying?
Well, I think actually if you look at the final four, you had a guy who was running as the constitutionalist candidate, even though he was constitutionally ineligible since he's not a natural born citizen. Then you have Bernie Sanders. You can find him on YouTube praising Fidel Castro. I heard him on the radio at an old audio clip last week in New York City. He was saying, quote, of course we have to defend the revolution in Nicaragua. And he honeymooned in the Soviet Union. So I think he's a not very closet Marxist myself. And then, of course, you have Hillary Clinton. She's a political Kardashian. Basically, she She never lived in New York State until she decided she wanted to be a senator from New York State, and she thought New York State was probably the place where her husband's fame and popularity were most likely to get her elected. And then she became Secretary of State because her notoriety had led President Obama to appoint her. And when her campaign staff were asked, well, what's her chief accomplishment as Secretary of State, they literally could not name one. And finally, Donald Trump. So, I've poured through the history of presidential elections, and there has never been a Final Four that was as bad as this one.
Well, Kevin, you know, you mentioned one thing, and I just a little bit of sidebar here in terms of, you know, Ted Cruz's eligibility, and this was questioned back in the '08 campaign. Hillary Clinton brought it up. In terms of the president, the current president's eligibility and his lack of a birth certificate, which I don't know if we ever got one, but, you know, everybody seems to want to just accept that, you know, even though he gave us a birth certificate that can be manipulated, that, you know, involves technology, it didn't exist when he was born, you know, they just want to say, okay, hey, that's already been settled. Okay, so if their mind's settled, that's fine. But with Ted Cruz, again, the question comes up, well, why was he allowed to even participate in the campaigning process and in the election process if he was ineligible?
Yeah, that's a really good question. My book, Who Killed the Constitution, is about the fact that there's come to be a bipartisan culture in Washington in all three branches that says, well, we'll just ignore the Constitution. So one thing that people pointed to when the Cruz issue came up was, well, you know, John McCain was the candidate of the Republicans in 2008, and he wasn't, by an originalist understanding, a natural-born citizen either. That is, he was born in the Panama Canal Zone, which is not the United States. And people said, well, it's a possession of the United States, so that's close enough. But, again, people like Cruz, people like me, like to think of themselves as originalists. What was the original understanding of the Constitution? The term natural-born citizen in the 18th century had only one exception, and that was for people whose fathers were ambassadors stationed abroad. If your father was the ambassador to France and you were born in Paris, you were still a natural-born citizen. But other than that, you had to be born in the country. So, in other words, McCain shouldn't have been allowed to run either. And Cruz clearly is not a natural-born citizen. And so here we have this kind of self-parody where he's posing as the constitutionalist candidate, even though he's not qualified by an originalist reading, which, by the way, I think he recognizes, because when people asked him, what about the fact that you're not actually a natural-born citizen, he said, well, we have long-standing law on this question. Now, notice, this is not an originalist answer. We have long-standing law, you know, for Roe versus Wade. That's long-standing law. And in relation to other legal questions, somebody like Cruz would say, well, the precedents are incorrect. But when it came to his own eligibility, he pointed to long-standing law, not to the original understanding. So, you know, I think he's just typical of the four of them in being an absolutely terrible candidate.
Well, again, just to kind of wrap a bow around this idea, we know that he was born in Canada. Now, his mother was an American citizen. His father was not, right?
Right. At the time, his father was a Cuban who was living here legally. And his mother was an American citizen born abroad. And by Blackstone's definition, which is he was the leading authority on the common law at the time the Constitution was written and ratified, that would not qualify Ted Cruz as a natural-born citizen. So the only way you could make an argument that he's eligible is if you made a non-originalist argument. Well, as I said, Ted Cruz was casting himself as the constitutionalist candidate, the originalist candidate.
Right,
so
right.
Here you have a guy who's saying, here's the way to read the Constitution, except in relation to my eligibility.
Exactly. Well, getting back to your original article about the Founding Fathers' comments about, you know, what is boiled down to a populist spectacle. I mean, they really expected leadership to lead. And when you start giving away stuff, and you know, in a sense, you're buying votes with the people's money, then that's an aberration of what our Constitution is all about.
Yeah, well, we've seen, I think, a complete vindication of the ideas of the people who wrote and ratified the Constitution. concerning the way that the president ought to be chosen. So in the Philadelphia Convention in 1787, when they wrote the Constitution, a proposal was made that the president should be elected directly in a national election. That is, citizens who were eligible by their state's qualification requirements should be allowed to vote for president, and whoever got the most votes would win. And Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, who later was the governor of Massachusetts and ultimately James Madison's vice president, said, well, I think it's a terrible idea to have a direct election for president, because people in South Carolina aren't going to know the politicians from Massachusetts, and people from Rhode Island aren't going to know the politicians from Georgia, so we're going to have an uninformed electorate making these decisions. And this is why they ultimately decided that instead of having a direct election, we would have an electoral college. So people in each state would choose people who would then choose the president. And those people they were going to choose, those electors from each state, would be people who were acquainted with the leading politicians, who actually knew their personalities. So you wouldn't have somebody like, say, Gary Hart or Bill Clinton or somebody who was kind of corrupt behind the scenes, ending up out manipulating the average person who really didn't know these people and ending up as president. But instead, over time, we've gotten away from that and we've moved toward direct elections. And now you have huge crowds of people out cheering for a guy who, you know, publicly admires Fidel Castro.
Right.
So how is this even possible? I think when I have talked to students of mine about, I kind of asked them neutral questions about this, and they think of Bernie Sanders as, you know, a guy who wants to make it easier to pay for college, and he's interested in climate change, and these are issues that I care about, so I'm supporting him. Never mind that, you know, the Soviet Union murdered 60 million of its own people, and he thought it was cool to vacate, you know, to honeymoon there.
Right, exactly.
It's astounding, really, if you think about it.
Well, and it's amazing, too, like when you get some of these man on the street interviews, you know, sadly, at some of the universities, and they're asking these kids about socialism, and they have that deer in the headlights kind of look, and here we are at $19 trillion in debt, and Bernie is proposing another $19 trillion. I guess, what's another $19 trillion amongst friends, right?
Well, even Hillary Clinton says he's improvident. That ought to tell you something.
Well, go figure. He is the co-author of the book, Who Killed the Constitution? Dr. Kevin Gutzman has been with us. Doctor, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. Good talk. 19 before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps you open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, we're experiencing summertime already here in Florida. The weather is just absolutely gorgeous. Very nice heading to California tomorrow. There to see the kids, and then we'll hop, skip, and the jump to Maui to see the daughter unit and see up close and personal how her pregnancy is coming along. So we're going to be on the road just a little bit, shuffling off, enjoying summertimes in different parts of the country. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. Let me give you a question here. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of the baby? I'll tell you why, because 90% of the women who see an ultrasound of their baby don't go through with the abortion. Not very good for abortion business, right? So they're not about to do that. Well, my friends at SaveTheStorks.com, they got 21 buses out there, and they're offering a complimentary ultrasound picture of the baby for women who are heading into Planned Parenthood or any other abortion clinic. And astoundingly, you can only imagine, 85% of the women who see that ultrasound picture say, I want to choose life. And Save the Storks, to their credit, says, okay, look, you've chosen life, and we know that life can be complicated, and we want to be there to help you. We're going to go through with you on this journey. This is why I support them so much. So if you'd like to get on the bus with us, by all means, give them a call. Tell them Bill Martinez told you to call them, 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Save the Storks. .com. And thank you so much for getting on the bus with us, okay? Patrick Wood is with us right now, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. He's also the author of the book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. And Patrick Wood, technocracy, that's one thing we can count upon. It continues to rise, and you were talking about the job security of technocrats. You were saying 30 years, I think probably for the next millennia, it seems like.
Well, I think you're right. I think their jobs are probably permanently secured. But this whole business of technocracy is so interesting to me from an economic point of view, Bill, because it is the only replacement economic system ever devised in history. There's never been anything ever like technocracy. And it's specifically designed to replace capitalism and free enterprise. And we see this playing out today with sustainable development, green economy, things like that that come from the United Nations. And everything in the world is being blamed on this now. You know, it's just incredible. Yeah.
Right. It's the rise of ISIS. It's the rise of ISIS. It's global warming. It's all this crazy stuff. I mean, I can't believe you get, you know, some supposedly smart people saying stuff that it's like, wait, help me connect the dots with your logic here.
I know. There just is no logic to it. It's insane. We saw this this article recently, this presentation going on at MIT. Mm-hmm. That's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The title of it is Islamophobia Accelerating Global Warming? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, if this was some junior college 20 years ago, you and I would have just scoffed, right? We would have raised our, oh, there they go again, those crazy junior college Marxists, you know.
Right, right.
but this is MIT.
MIT, exactly. Right, right.
You know, and they're actually raising, they're allowing this topic to be raised that Islamophobia is somehow connected to global warming. This is insanity.
How would you like to be the parents of these kids that are paying all this money for their kids to go to MIT? I'm gonna make the my next phone call is to my son or daughter saying, "You're not in that class, are you?"
No kidding. I know. Like, why aren't you picketing that class?
Right.
Another headline just this morning came up that somebody is suggesting that the biggest economic problem in the whole world today, they say, is the shortage of water. And, of course, that's caused by global warming. So, you know, again, global warming is the excuse for everything. I hate to think if they ever get focused on something like hemorrhoids or whatever, because that's probably due to global warming, too.
Yeah, well, maybe if we send them down that rabbit hole, that'll keep them busy enough to where they'd leave us alone, maybe. But clearly, it is so pernicious, and their ultimate mission is to get control of we the people. You know, the free market system, capitalism, just absolutely brain damages them. You know, and especially when you consider the facts, Patrick, you look at what capitalism, the free enterprise system, has done to generate this great American experiment, how many people have been successful from it, how you know, I guess I want to say how positive in terms of promoting life as opposed to these other philosophies that bring with it the death of a lot of people.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I have to say, if Islam has ever been referred to as the cult of death, and it has, you could look at America and say just the opposite, that America has been the cult of life.
Yes.
We have generated life for more people than any other country in history, and all because of our economic system, the right to own private property, the right to make decisions for ourselves and not be micromanaged by somebody else who doesn't know anything about us.
Exactly.
This is why we are great in this country. Make no doubt about it. People think, oh, it's this or that. No, it's the economic system that has made us great. Yes, the political system allowed the continuance of the economic system, but now it's in jeopardy. They're trying to take it away, throw it out, completely remove it from society altogether, and bring in this other untested, unproven economic system called sustainable development. And there's no proof. These people offer no proof to us whatsoever that this is going to work. Instead, they say, oh, you probably have Islamophobia or whatever, and that's caused by global warming. Are you kidding me?
Right,
people
exactly.
Just need to stand up to this nonsense and say, get out of here. You're spitting buffalo chips.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, you know, our kids have been conditioned on this. They have exchanged the facts and the reality of what this country was born on, what it's been successful with. And now they're going to exchange the fact for a theory. And even at that, I mean, when you really put some effort into this theory that they're presenting, you see the road that it leads you. I don't see any blue sky, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns on the other side of this road that they're proposing here. Do you?
It's just the opposite of what they say. They say they're trying to save the world, you know, to bring to end poverty everywhere, to give jobs with dignity to everybody everywhere. The fact of the matter is, Bill, they're destroying the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just exactly the opposite. I mean, this just reminds you of the book 1984. Everything is the opposite.
Right.
And if people don't stand up and say, no, that's not right, what are you saying? It's not, you know, it's just not true.
It's not their responsibility, Patrick. I mean, you hear Hillary Clinton, and I know we're bashing on Hillary, and I apologize, but she's just so target rich. You know, she goes, well, you know, I want to give democracy to the African people. Hillary, it is not part of your purview. You don't have that pay grade to give democracy to the people of Africa. What are you thinking? But, you know, the thing is that all her followers, they're all drinking the grape juice. They really don't listen to what she's... They're just all emotional, and like Chris Matthews, the thrill's running up their leg, that their brain, you know, waves are blocked off, and they can't, engage their minds and their intelligence to say, what are we doing here? I mean, you know, this is all a bunch of fluff. Yeah, it would be nice. Let's have one big kumbaya fest here. But the reality is that, hey, you got to be willing to fall on your sword like our founding fathers did. They put it all on the line for us. And since then, we have followed suit time and again, you know, with you know, the military and the support of the free market system and what we've put on the line, you know, our lives, our honor, our resources, our children, you know, we've put it all on the line for where we are in America today. And it galls me, Patrick, that people can be so easily bamboozled here and exchange the clear empirical facts for a theory that even you could say it hasn't been tested, but parts of it have been tested. I mean, look, you got Barack Obama. He has been the standard bearer for this kind of thinking. And what has he done with his country? He's run us into a ditch, but, you know, we can't say that because, you know, then somehow we're anti, you know, global warming, or we're Islamophobes, or we're, you know, Obamaphobes or whatever. But the fact of the matter is how come the facts don't line up? You know, if he's so good for this country, how come we're not better off today than we were 10 years ago?
Well, that's what a logical person, I think, like you and I might conclude. Yeah, where's the beef? Where's the proof of this? But what they say is that what we need is more sustainable development, not less. Mm-hmm. It's not that sustainable development has failed. We just don't have enough of it yet.
Right.
And, of course, this has kind of been the progressive liberal slash whatever mantra for decades.
Right.
It's like, well, we just haven't had enough control. We just haven't had enough of these programs yet to really kick in to where it's really successful. But we know it's going to. One day, you'll see, when we have enough of it, it's all going to click and it's all going to work.
Yeah, Obamacare would really work if we just go to single payer. You know, we just short-sheeted ourselves, and that's why it's not successful. And if you just give us a little bit more. But that's the mindset of people who are entitled. You know, anytime you talk with groups of people that have been raised on entitlements, they say, well, yeah, I could go out there and be successful. I could be like Donald Trump if you just gave me some more money.
That's right. Just a little bit more.
Unbelievable. You see, you got me riled up here, and I was calm, you know.
Hey, listen, I have a technocrat blood pressure pill for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, send me a Costco-sized container, because something tells me we're going to, as this election process continues, we're going to need more of that. But look, the evidence is there, and you really want 4 more years, potentially 8 more years of what we had. Lord have mercy. Patrick Wood, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.